Almighty Heavenly Father, our great God, Abraham, Isaac, and the great God of Jacob, the great God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that my life is in his hands. My life. My life. If you're not able to say that, you ought to be able to say it when you give your life. Our life is in his hand. And no man is able to pluck. I don't care how circumstances may come, what trials or tests you may go through, nothing can pluck you out of his hand. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Thank God for our choirs and babies and young folks. Thank God for them. Yes, Lord. Number 33. God that needs nothing. God that needs nothing. Don't need nothing. He can do without all of us. Thank God that you can be used in his kingdom. It's a blessing to be used in his kingdom. Bless his holy name. Open your Bibles, if you will, to Matthew 16 and 18. Matthew 16 and 18. Jesus doing the talking, and he said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The gates of hell shall never destroy his church. Although it's designed, God designed it to go through trials and tests, but yet still cannot be destroyed. That's what I'm dealing with. That's what we need to deal with. Regardless, nothing can destroy your life, because your life is in his hand. When you when you in his church, you protect it. You protect it. And also turn to your Bibles, if you will, to Mark 8, beginning at that 31st verse, if you will. We'll start at the 30th verse, Mark 8. We're going to get that first verse, that you know, with 30th verse. And he referring to Jesus, charged them that they should tell no man of him. Right now, he's just getting his disciples together. And don't try to go out and talk about me, because you're not able yet. You don't know me enough yet. So don't go out there, they'll run you right back in, because you don't know what all they say yet. And so you just stay right there till I tell you. And he began to teach them. Everybody said, teach them. Notice what he began to teach now. And this is what I'm trying to do in his name. This is what the church needs. Some teaching of catching hell. I mean that. I can use that word hell. You're catching hell. Church, the church of Christ goes through a tons of hell. God Almighty. And he began to teach them. See, teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. And be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Let me say that one. Let me say this. Just here's somebody got all power in his hand. Allow folks to beat on him. Allow a little measly man to beat on him. Who can speak and the world will disappear. Who don't need nothing from no human being. And nobody. And put himself in the hands of wicked men. He teaching his disciples.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If he teaching his disciples, we are some of his who? Disciples. And this never happened. We don't never hear folk talk about suffering in the church. That's the reason we so chicken. Because we got to be taught. You catch hell running with Jesus. We don't teach that. Don't you let nobody deceive you.
Yes,
if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to catch some hell.
Amen. Amen.
I say if you follow him. I ain't talking about jumping in and out. I'm talking about if you're going to stay with him.
Yeah.
You're going to catch some hell. They weren't ready to go nowhere. Because folks will run you in. That means so many folks can't take things in that church. Time they hear something about them.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I heard them talking about you for a bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't bother nobody. Go home and sit down.
They quit.
Yes, sir.
Get out the choir.
Yeah.
Somebody hurt my feeling. If you got a feeling always to be hurt, you better not follow Jesus Christ. You ain't going for it with Jesus.
That's right.
You got to understand this. Preachers don't preach on this.
All right.
That was the case I've been at home.
All right.
Oh, we just got through singing the song. I'm in his hand. Well, who can pluck you out of his hand?
That's right.
folk got to teach your own suffering following Jesus. Think folk going to love you. I don't bother nobody. Jesus didn't bother nobody. But somebody always bothered him. And he don't want us to be ignorant of it. Oh, I'm excited. That's all. You're gonna excuse me. Oh boy, you're gonna be killed, and then, but he's gonna get up. 32nd verse said, and he spake that saying openly. Open. He wasn't trying to hide it. Openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him for saying that. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan. Told y'all that last week, a week before last one. But by service, the things that be of God, but the things that be of men, you ain't saying what God said. You talking like a man now. God Almighty. And I told y'all last Sunday, I want to repeat it. Anytime, I don't care who it is and where they come from. Anytime you go against the word of God, if God done said something and you're trying to patch it up and say he said this, the devil talking to you. Amen. I told you on last Sunday, notice he didn't call Peter name, he called Satan name.
Right.
I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't believe that the devil told you don't believe it. Anytime you go against the word of God, it's the devil talking to you. Always remember that now, okay? Always remember. God Almighty. See, he rebuked the devil. Notice now, I'm going to stay there a minute. Don't go to sleep on me. No. He called his name. He called Satan name. He knew who it was. Well, Reverend Walker, how can I recognize? I just told you how to recognize it. When you go against the word of God, that the devil talking in us. That's not hard to see.
Mama.
I don't bother nobody. You ain't got to bother nobody. Jesus didn't bother nobody. Oh. But Jesus, he loves us. He's trying to help us. Don't ignore suffering. Don't ignore it. He talks about it all through the Bible.
Mama.
Check your Bible out. Been suffering ever since. Why? Because of Satan. God Almighty. And he rebuked him. That's his holy name. 34th verse said, and when he had called the peoples unto him with his disciples also, and said unto, not him again, but who? Them. Hold on. See, a lot of folks like to follow Jesus for bread and biscuits and meat. Healing. But Jesus, after talking to the disciples, he said, now, y'all too, come on. Not only a preacher, but everybody that followed me.
Yes, sir.
He started talking to everybody. Everybody that come after me. God Almighty. Called the people unto him with his disciples also, He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let, see, he ain't going to take it from you, but let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let that rest in. You ain't got it yet. I read that many times. Well, keep on reading. Keep on reading. Let's take on that. Let's soak in. If you're going to come after me, you're going to have some enemies. Even in your own household. Sometimes husband and wife, children in pairs. Oh, boy. We don't help folk teach on this stuff. That means we can't take nothing. We're doing good things in church. Talking about hurt our little feelings. Going home. What matter? They talk about you too much. Well, where else you going?
All right.
That's right. Right.
That's being they talking about you because you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Because we know you can't take nothing. Oh. Doing a good job. Been the best president you ever had.
Well.
Because you're doing a good job, the devil don't like you. He hates you. He'll let a devil say something about you. And everything the devil says something about you, you're always going to get that. All the good stuff, you never hear that. But all that bad stuff, you're going to get that. I don't think Susie like you. I know, don't tell nobody, but I don't think Susie like you. And there you go. Go home with your head all down and get home and got took your appetite. You was hungry, but I took your appetite. Heard my wife said, what's wrong, baby? I don't know. I'm just tired. Took all your energy, all your get up and go about you for Jesus Christ. Because you heard what a devil said about you. Doing a good job on your job. And because you're doing a good job, hell, the devil done got jealous of you. And then he'll get talking about trying to get your job away from you. You stay right there and depend on Jesus. This is what we got to understand. If God be for us, who can be against us? I never forget. I was at a Woodland Iron Company. They got an integrating job. I got one of them good jobs. Yeah, right. Sitting down too. God knows I'm not lying. Logan, no, he's here. Yeah. Now, why? Sit down. Just go get a little pencil, keep up with some addresses, and blah, 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 blah. Sit down. And they didn't want to teach you nothing. Not nothing.
Right.
One more sit with you? You think I'm going to leave my job? Talk about you, done all that stuff. But I stayed right there. Because I just got through singing my song, you know, my life.
All right.
It in his hand.
All right.
One fella didn't want to sit with me. Had to get in a little shack by myself. But God fixed it.
Yes,
you got to watch God.
Yeah.
God fixed it where he got sick one night.
Uh-huh.
He about to fall down, about to fall. I said, David, what's wrong with you? I used to wrestle and something catching me in my chest. I can't stand up. I said, sit down, I'll do your work.
All right. Yes,
sit down, I'll do your work.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to sit with me, but sit down, I'll do your work. To show them the love of God. And from the depths of my heart, the next shift, he come right there and sat with me like he been sitting there 50 years with me. You got to know how to win
folk. You've got to show the love of Christ. Sometimes you be feeling the best somebody on the job, but you let folks scare you.
All right.
You let your enemy get you away from it. You better stand yourself still.
All right.
And this is what happened to Jesus' church in the 21st century. We can't take nothing. Can't take nothing.
See?
Run away from churches. They jealous sometimes. It be the devil at you. Doing a good job. I ain't going back. What's the matter? Well, you know, oh, so and so. She tell me, yum, 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 yum. Well, where you going then?
Right.
Oh, no, I'm praying for another church. Well, when you get there, Satan's still sitting there waiting on you. If you don't follow me, you're going to catch some hell sometime.
All right.
Bless his holy name. Got to take up a cross and follow me. God Almighty. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, everybody say my sake, and the gospel, the same shall, save it. God Almighty. Then he went for another, said, what profit a man if he should gain the whole world and then lose his own soul? What you got to exchange for your soul? What more value than your soul? I'm not in no hurry.
Take your time.
I'm telling y'all right now.
Take your time.
Church needs to come to herself.
Yeah.
What in these last days, what profit you to get the whole world and then lose your... y'all forgive me, I left that boy in hell last Sunday, didn't I? I'm sorry, man. I missed you to hear him. Yeah, my friend. Eh? But what is proper, man? Go back down there for a minute. No. But what is going proper, man? Something, y'all. Now watch this. This is very important. I done find out we got so much sometimes. I find out the more you give, the more he's going to give you. Sometimes God will knock me off my feet. I ain't never been stingy. Never been stingy. I give before I know it.
Yeah.
I ain't bragging about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see what see some people call you a stingy. Mm-hmm. Pick up pennies. Sister Mark, because you pick a penny. It's money, ain't it? It's money. Put it in a pocket, got another penny. Not the matter that I'm standing here, because if he needs the penny, I'm going to give it to him.
All right. That's right.
And I find out he'll keep on giving you stuff. He'll keep on handing you out if you keep handing out. I done found that out. The psalm said you can't beat God giving. I know you can't beat him giving because he got everything in his hand. But he in hell, and everybody fighting over his things. But he in hell. Can't get out when you get down there. Got some of the best lawyer in the world. A couple of them gonna be down there. Ain't no help for you. See, when you once get there, ain't no way out of there. Ain't no second chance nowhere. God got that under his total control. Yes, not the White House, not the Supreme Court. God got that under his control. Yes, something God don't let us touch. Yes,
Mama.
Watch this now. I'm going on. Because I got the Jesus come back anyway. Can't nobody help him. I said can't nothing or nobody. So what is profit? Try to get popular. To reach out to everything you can get your hands on. It. What is it going to profit you when you get all of that? And ain't thinking about your soul.
All right.
Lord Almighty. Folks got to understand that. Well, I wasn't so bad. Watch this. I hear folks talk like that. I have heard them talk like that. Well, I'm not so bad and all that. But you're in hell. It may be some department of hell, but it's got some mean folks, but you're still in hell. You can't go to sleep when you want to. You can't fly around like angels when you want to. You can't relax when you want to. It's hot day and night, and ain't no more day and ain't no more night. It's just dark forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I'm spending a little time on that because folk don't believe this stuff. Ain't no second chance nowhere. Don't let a false preacher, false nobody tell you, well, you have another chance. Ain't no second chance. If you want to go to hell, you there to stay. Forever. Forever. But what is profit man if he gained the whole world? Even give in exchange for his soul.
Well,
nothing. That's what Jesus said. Nothing. Now, boy, I ain't going to forget him this time. Now, you come up and raise your
Mama.
Watch this now. Watch this. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed. God didn't want me to miss this.
Mama.
Who shall be ashamed, God, of me and my words in this adultery and sinful generation. Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Oh, God saying, if you shame of me here in this adultery world, I will be shame of you before the angels. Take it lightly if you want. Have the church right now. Many folks in church, they're supposed to be Christians. Many Christians, they'd be ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Right. You're right.
Ashamed. This one of the church main job of the problem, they're ashamed of it.
That's right. Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm stressing it because I know it's so true. Just what happened?
Yes, sir.
They are afraid and ashamed.
That's right, Pastor.
Cry them out.
Go ahead.
Listen at it. That's it. We don't treat Jesus right. When hell breaking loose, the doctor can't do you no good. You don't care who there. Help me, Jesus. So y'all, when you're getting around and jumping up and down, y'all tell the world, he died, but he didn't stay dead. I love Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. Y'all talk about him then. But when you get sick, oh, Jesus. You shame of me, I'm gonna be shame of you. Think about it now. Out in the public, when you're going doing well and doing good, oh, you get ashamed. But when hell breaking loose, you don't care who. Here you said Jesus. You shame of me, I'm gonna be shame of.
You own it, Pastor.
I know I'm on the Paul. Been bothering me. Church need help. The church need help. I know what Jesus told me about the church. The church need help. Not the world. The world don't need no help. The church need help. If the church started helping, what we ought to do, then we can help the world. We can help the world like we're doing. We're letting the world take advantage of us.
Amen.
We're letting the world do that. The world's so bold now, it's pitiful.
Amen.
They get on television and everything and just brag on their sins.
You're right.
And not ashamed. Some of the things that they're doing, we would used to do, but it's a shame to us.
That's right. Yes, sure.
But they get joy from it.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, if you notice, Jesus doesn't have a two or three kinds of church. See, he don't have church B and church A in it. Church R and church G.
You said something.
I don't like this church over here. Jesus, I'm going over here to this church. He don't have no two kinds of church.
That's right.
God Almighty.
Yes,
Jack, he just got only one church.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no two or three. He's talking to his disciples. We stopped and looked at the suffering of the church. Watch this now. Watch this. It is a suffering church. I got one. Everybody say one. I have one church. And Jesus is our example of suffering. I don't have but one. And Jesus Christ is the example of our suffering. He set the example of suffering for the kingdom's sake. Follow the life of Jesus. See how much of hell he caught.
You're right.
Well, this is what he said now. If any man.
All right, Reverend.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care who you are. If any man will come after me, he got to get rid of himself. And take up his cross daily and follow me. Not 3 days, but daily. In other words, I'm going to catch some hell. You're going to catch some if you follow me. I'm not leaving you blind. You're going to catch some hell if you follow me.
Go ahead.
This is good gospel. I don't care what you say. Just, I promise you, this is the church problem right now. And you haven't seen nothing yet. We are sorry for some of you. You haven't seen nothing yet. I don't care who it is. If any man, he said, if any man will come after me,
God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday saying, when we are persecuted for Christ's sake, we are then giving honor and praise to him. Always remember that.
All right.
And people talking about you going through hell for his name's sake, you're giving God honor and praise. You're not giving in. I'm going to stand still for him and still go on and do what I'm supposed to do. We just got to sing the song. You know, all men, my life in his hand. Well, who can pluck you out of his hand?
You're right.
God Almighty. This what the church, this 21st century church, if there ever was a time, we've got to stand up and see what suffering all about is right now. Everybody ain't going to pat you on your back. No, everybody ain't going to pat you on your back. Come to the house of prayer. The devil in the house of prayer. And I've told y'all 100 times. This one got him. That no yonder got him. That no yonder. Everywhere they're talking about Jesus, the devil there too.
All right. You're right.
God fixed it like that.
Yeah.
I told you what true word God said. You just stick with the truth.
Yeah.
And when you stick with the truth, you know you're following me, man.
Yeah.
When you leave the truth, you start following the devil.
Yeah.
I'm truth.
Yeah.
Ain't no lies in me.
Yeah.
So it's no persecution if you're going to follow Jesus Christ. Remember, my brother and sister, everything that we do for Jesus should be our honor because of who he is and what he have done for us that nobody can take away from you. God Almighty. Always remember that. Suffering for Jesus is in honor. Don't let nobody fool you down. I said suffering for Jesus is an honor. He get praise when you suffer for him. And my brother and sister, enduring things for Jesus, never forget, never get lifted up in pride for people to brag on you. You got to watch that. You got to be very careful. When you're doing something for Jesus, never get lifted up in pride because folks bragging on you.
All right.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
You better watch that.
Yes.
It's danger. It's very danger. Watch what I said now. When you're doing something for who?
Jesus.
Be very careful when folks brag on you. If you don't watch yourself, you get lifted up in pride. What you mean, Reverend Walker? Don't you take the credit. The credit go to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't never get the big head. Keep the little head. Can I say it like that? Oh. Bless his holy name. Always remember this. Pride kicks Satan out of heaven. That's come from him. That didn't come from God. That's come from him. See, that's what got him kicked out of heaven. And God don't play around with pride. When you get lifted up in pride, you neck to the devil then. Walk proud. Don't hardly speak to them. How you done? Will kill you. Can't speak to nobody. God Almighty. I done found out something. Don't let stuff mess you up. Stuff. God Almighty.
And my brothers and sisters, and we are not to be looking so much for people to pin flowers on us when we're doing something for Jesus. Don't look for, because you're doing something in church, folks got to pin a flower on everything you do for him. Right. Got to pin a flower. You can't pay your way to heaven. Can't do nothing. They didn't say nothing about me. They call everybody name but mine.
That's right.
Don't worry about that. God got you down in his book what you're doing.
Yes.
The very one that put their foot on your head, God will let you hold their head one day. When we be humble, God Almighty, following Jesus is humble.
That's right.
I said, when you're humble, God fights your battle for you.
That's right.
Never get lifted up in pride. I said, because folk bragging on you. You better watch that. That's very dangerous. The devil setting you up. Always be humble. God, all you can. Just the way God came here. Humble is the way. The devil loves to brag. God Almighty. But God ain't, why God look like bragging? He can brag and can't nobody else do nothing about it. He don't have to brag because what? He can do what he wants. He know he got everything in his hand. What I got to brag about? I got everything already in my hand.
That's right.
Oh. So you got to be very careful. Folks pinning flowers on you for everything you do for Jesus. Got to have a flower. Because you're doing something for Jesus. They're looking all over me. Let them look over you. God got your record. Let them look over you.
That's right.
Bless his holy name. That's the very, I don't run that much stuff around here. You know, I don't even run that stuff. I ain't bragging now. Running that nothing. But if I get there, I know God will put me there. I be trying to duck some of this stuff, you know. Good Lord. Because I know I'm not capable of doing it.
All right.
So I had to wait on my leader.
Yes,
I had to wait on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes you preach it somewhere I don't even want to go, but I have to go.
Because
I know if I go, he with me.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. That's his holy name. God in control of everything. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, we have to be very, very careful because Satan will set you up in pride just to knock you down. Always give God the glory. Always give God the praise. I don't care how folks brag on you. You better always give God the glory. Give him the praise. When you get to thinking in your mind, the devil got you thinking with it lifted up.
That's right.
God Almighty. See, give God the glory. Watch that now. The devil set you up. Y'all better hear me. He will set you up with a living pride. You ain't giving God the glory. Bless his holy name. So be very careful. Being lied on for his name's sake. God Almighty. It's an honor. Y'all didn't know that? When folks lie on you, you know, and you ain't got to tell them right back at them, you ain't got to, it's an honor to stand up for Jesus Christ. Stop crying so much because folks lie on you. Misuse your name for his name's sake. That's an honor. Stop crying so much. Hate you for his name's sake. That's an honor for Jesus Christ. Putting in jail for Jesus' sake is an honor. Dying for his name's sake is an honor. Stop crying.
You don't treat me like they treat the rest of them. You just stand right there and wait on Jesus. Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to Jerusalem to die. And Peter rebuked him for saying that. But notice now, Jesus does not apologize, but to put the case more stronger to his disciples, to everybody who's going to follow him. Watch this now. He told Peter, I am not only going to the cross for myself, but there is a cross for you, Peter. Y'all got that? You around here talking about I ain't going to the cross. You went against God's word. But not only me, you going too. Not only is he talking to Peter, he's talking to us too.
You're right.
How they treated Jesus, they're going to treat you the same way. Yeah. Yeah, Peter, come on, let me talk to you. Like he know what he's doing. Uh-huh. Talking to the Son of God, the one who made everything. Come here. Uh-huh. No, don't be talking that stuff. You ain't finna die. You know that. Uh-huh. You know better than that. He said, get back, Satan. Uh-huh. That was Satan talking to you. That was Satan don't want. Jesus did die on that cross because Jesus knew he gonna get up.
That's right.
God Almighty. So he had to watch that day. I'll be always trying to set you up. Jesus said, there's a cross for me. And if you follow me, there's a cross for you. We got to understand this, my brother and sister. Every member of his church gonna have to go through some cross to bear. Every member, if you're a member of Jesus' church, he didn't leave us in the dark here, see. Everybody who follow Jesus, everybody want to obey Jesus, you're going to catch some hell following Jesus. But watch this now. I won't put no more on than you can bear. I know exactly how much you can bear. God, and we must understand. Every member of his church gonna go through some suffering. You're involved in some kind of suffering if you're gonna follow Jesus. Paul, look at Luke for me. Luke 14, 25 through 27. My brother says, you just got to bear with me. I'm trying to, this what happened. God been telling me, this what don't be taught in church, suffering for him. And that's what happened, suffering for him. We don't want to suffer for Christ. We don't want to be talked about. We don't want to be lied on. If you follow Jesus, all that going to happen to you too. Some of us going to even get killed for him. Some folk dying for him right now. Oh. Read, Paul.
And
watch this.
There went great multitudes with him.
Yeah.
And he turned and said unto them.
Now listen to what he said.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Let's stay right there, baby, for a while. Now watch that. That look rough, don't it?
Yeah.
That's tough talking there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough talking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's sure tough talking. Now don't look at that word hate. Don't get it crossed up. I know when folks get crossed up now. Hate means I hate nobody, but God just got to be first.
All right. Right.
All it's saying, forget about yourself and follow me. Don't let nobody lead you away from me. Don't let your father, don't let your mother, don't let your sister, don't let your brother lead you away from me. Stick with me, you'll make it to heaven.
That's right.
Now, me, no more. Hey, no, I ain't talking about hate now. That hate, me, I come first. I'm number one.
That's right.
I want got all power in my hand.
Thank God for mother. Thank God for father. But I'm the one in control of everybody. If your mama not act, if your mama doesn't act right, and you know and got old enough to know that, you put your mama in my hand.
That's right.
Obey your mama to a certain extent, but if you won't give me another Jesus, I ain't gonna do that.
All right.
I know how to handle mama. Obey her to that extent. Now, don't you go around there now and talk about your mother now, okay?
All right.
But don't let your mama lead you away from Jesus. Don't let your father lead you away from Jesus. Don't let your brother, your sister lead you away from Jesus. Oh, you cannot be my disciple if you allow them to control your life. I don't want to control your life. And you look around now, you see so much going on now. When I was a boy, and some of y'all was boys and girls that up in my age or down or however, some, I know I'm not older than somebody in here, but... if mama told us to jump the river, we gonna try.
That's right.
We be scared, but we gonna try. She give with them long switches, you gonna do.
Yes.
But these children now. Lord have mercy. When I was a boy, I couldn't even run from a whipping. I said, I couldn't even run from one.
That's right. That's right.
You get trouble when you run. But in these last days, children got switched at the mama now. They doing what the children said now.
That's right.
And I'm talking to somebody in here. Shame on you. If you let your child lead you astray, shame on you. You're not a mother. You're not a father.
That's right.
If you let your child, you know your child. If anybody know him, you know him. You know he's just a hard-headed. You know she's just a sassy. And then she calls you down to the school, and you come out with your hands on your hip. God ought to shoot you down himself. You know that boy just a hard-headed. You know that child just a hard-headed. Stop making a crank out your own self. If you keep on doing things like that, God will let the child get in some trouble that he can't get out of. You got to train the child while you got him. If he need to be whipped, whip his behind. Whip him. Keep on holding up for him. He gonna get, I ain't got, but I'm trying to teach y'all. Okay? He gonna get in something that he can't get out of. Cause through the cause of it.
Amen.
I know my child. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know. You should know. Put your hand on your hip and talk like that. Know that she don't mind you when you're at home. She don't mind you.
That's right.
You know that little hard-headed boy want to have his way, and you let him have his way. And want to have his way everywhere. He ain't going to have his way everywhere. Somebody going to stop him. If you don't stop him, somebody else going to stop him. God fixed you like that because you don't want to, you think you love him, but you really hate him.
That's right.
When you don't discipline your child, that's hate to a child. He ain't talking about that kind of hate. I can't stand it. No. That means don't put nobody before me. Don't put your mama, your daddy, your sister. Don't put nothing and nobody before me. If you do that, you cannot be my disciple. Cannot be. Not, well, maybe. I don't wait. But you cannot. Read the next verse, Paul.
And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Watch this, Walker. Watch this. Notice in the 21st century church, never no teaching on suffering. Never, just very well you hear them talking about suffering for Christ. But look how strong it is. Look how strong that is. Whosoever doeth not bear his cross cannot. If you're going to follow yourself, going to follow me and don't bear your cross, you cannot. That's how strong it is. But everybody want to talk about prosperity, this and that. Everything going to be smooth after a while. Look here, if you follow Jesus, everything ain't going to be smooth with you all the time.
That's right.
Watch this now. Watch this. Stop trying to be so good in a sense to keep the cross away. You've got the cross from how good you are, how bad you are. That's just a thing that comes with salvation. Cross, come with it. I don't bother nobody. You ain't got to bother nobody. That's the package deal. Folks love to get a package deal, don't they? I want all the blessing, Lord. Okay, what else you want? I want all the good stuff that you got for me. Well, okay, thank you. Well, what about the suffering? Well, I don't want that. Jesus didn't want it either, but he had to go through with it. Following Jesus in these last days. Don't lose my thought what I got for you. This 21st century church, this is our problem. I promise you. We don't want to suffer for Christ's sake. Check it out. Just look around and see what's happening in the world. See what's happening in churches now. They don't even teach on the cross no more. The only way we teach on the cross now, he hanging. It's a shame. Good Lord. It's a shame how they done Jesus. It's a shame how they doing some other folks. But don't try to duck the cross. Don't compromise with the world to duck the cross. We don't want to hurt the world feeling. No. We don't want to. Put it like that. Well, we compromise, keep from hurting the world feeling.
That's right, Pastor.
Yeah. The church got to still say sin is sin. Righteous is righteous. We ain't gonna compromise with no world. The world hates Jesus.
Amen.
They crucify him, they're gonna crucify you when you stand up. Stop being chicken and coward. Stand up for Jesus. If the world says sin, it's still sin. We're trying to get things and make we smart now, ain't we, Pope?
Yeah, you're right.
It's the smart folks in the world. Yes, but you can't turn that sin over to holiness.
Right, right.
If God called it sin, it's still sin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, baby, you're right. Baby crowd.
Yes, sir.
That's right, baby. Someone ain't saying amen anyway. That's right, baby. Say it again. Holler again, sugar. God always got somebody to say something for him. He died. Yeah, he went to the car, but he what? Died. Boy, boy, boy. We know he died. Everybody, they know that.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't in no dark cloud. Everybody saw him hanging out there, looking bad, boy. Naked, just out there looking shamely. But yet still, he still died. The world know he died. But only thing the world miss is one thing. They don't know he got up. They saw him when they put him in the grave.
Uh-huh.
They didn't miss that.
All right.
They know he died.
Yeah.
But 3 days later,
yeah,
he got up.
Yeah.
He didn't go show himself to the high priest.
Yeah.
Said, look at me. See, you ain't got to brag on nothing.
Yeah.
You thought you had me, but you didn't have me. You ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah.
Just get up and go and do what you're supposed to do. The world don't know he lives,
yeah,
but he lives.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
He lives.
Yeah.
We know he lives.
Yeah.
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 Do you know he lives?
Yeah.
Do you know he lives?
Yeah.
Do you know he lives? One Sunday evening, I know he lived. One Sunday evening, I know he lived. I know he died, but he lived. When you know he lived, you can't help yourself. When you know he lived, if they got a knife to cut your throat, you can't deny that he lived. The Holy Ghost give you power. Well, you cannot deny he live. He live. Jesus live. Jesus live. Hey. Hey. Y'all better stop me. Hey. Satan, Jesus, live! Devil, Jesus, live! Ah, he live! Yeah! 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 Hey, yeah! He live! They put him in the grave, all right. But he live! Hey! Early Sunday morning, I said, early, we don't know what time it was, but early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. He coming back again. I said, he coming back again. He coming back again. Ah, he lived. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give your life to him. Yes, there's some suffering following him. But brother, you got another life to live. To be with him forever. He had fixed it for you. If you lost, he fixed it for you. You won't have to stay lost. He have it so plain and simple. You don't have to pay for it. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Jesus as your personal Savior? You may come right now. You may come right now.
You're going to die one day now. I'm not trying to scare you, but just let you remember, my job is to tell you that. You're going to die. And you